If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Seeking compromise on guns.
We have to be realistic about what can pass.
Extremists indicted.
Charged with conspiring seditiously.
New peril from Ukraine war.
Fears mount of a worsening global food crisis.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The next move is up to Congress after the latest wave of mass shootings all over the country. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane on Capitol Hill.
There's mounting pressure for action on gun laws in the Senate.
Senators, please act. Don't look away.
Students wearing bulletproof vests also urge lawmakers in their second week of negotiations to pass stronger gun laws.
This country cannot look away as our schools and our neighborhoods become killing fields.
Connecticut Democrat Chris Murphy, who is leading the bipartisan discussion, says he's optimistic, while Texas Republican John Cornyn laid down a series of red lines on the Senate floor.
We're not talking about banning a category of weapons across the board.
Possible areas of agreement could include helping states enact or improve their red flag laws, which allow courts to seize guns from anyone deemed dangerous, as well as taking mental health measures and increasing school safety funding.
New charges include sedition against members of a far-right extremist group called the Proud Boys in connection with the attack on the Capitol. Here's CBS's Catherine Herridge.
The Justice Department announced the leader of the far-right Proud Boys, Enrique Torrio, and four associates have been charged with seditious conspiracy for their alleged role in the attack on the Capitol. Dominic Pizzola, who was allegedly seen breaking a Capitol window with a police shield, is among those named in the indictment. This is only the second time a group tied to January 6th faces the rare and very serious charge of conspiring to block the execution of U.S. law or overthrow the U.S. government. Members of the Oath Keepers militia group were charged earlier this year.
It's primary day today in seven states. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is in Los Angeles, where there's a battle for mayor.
Did you have a chance to vote yet?
The difference between the frontrunners vying to lead L.A.'s 4 million residents is clear on the campaign trail.
Meet Rick Caruso.
I'm Karen Bass.
Polls show Congresswoman Karen Bass and Rick Caruso, a billionaire property developer, leading the pack. She's a longtime liberal lawmaker who President Biden considered as his 2020 running mate. He's a former Republican who only registered as a Democrat earlier this year. Both are running on the same issues. Crime is on the rise, including homicides.
There's some really scary things happening. People need to have safe communities.
Caruso's pledged to hire 1,500 new officers. Bass, about 400.
The way to get police on the beat immediately is to get them from behind the desk. You cannot make cuts severe enough for 1,500 officers.
A federal judge blocks Louisiana's congressional map that now only has one majority black district. Lawmakers are being called back to redraw the boundaries. And a judge in Arizona has denied a bid by Republicans to block most mail ballots for the fall election. Overseas, because of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, tons of wheat that the country normally exports around the globe is held up. As CBS's Chris Livesay tells us, that has prompted fears of a food crisis.
Wheat fields reduced to battlefields, with those brave enough to work the land risking their lives so that others can eat. Ukraine provides wheat and corn to some of the neediest countries globally. That's all cut to a trickle by Russia's invasion by land and its blockade by sea.
The Kremlin is using food supplies as a stealth missile against developing countries.
The best way to beat it? Advanced missile systems like those en route from the United States to create safe passage for shipping in the Black Sea, says Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. I only believe that as soon as we get these systems, it will be the most powerful guarantee, he says.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Britain's prime minister survives a no-confidence vote, but have the political wounds gone too deep?
A roar from Boris Johnson's supporters as the result of the no-confidence vote was read out. 211 of his Conservative Party lawmakers backed him, but
I would be surprised if this prime minister is still in number 10 Downing Street by the end of the autumn.
One of the 148 lawmakers who've lost confidence in a prime minister who repeatedly violated his own lockdown laws. And polls show most British voters also want Boris Johnson out. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
A federal judge says a civil lawsuit alleging sexual assault against actor Kevin Spacey can go ahead in New York City. The suit's been brought by actor Anthony Rapp, who cites an encounter during a party in 1986 when he was 14. Late last month, a 2-year-old boy accidentally shot and killed his father in their home near Orlando. Now, Sheriff John Mina has charged the mother of three in the case with manslaughter and other charges for leaving the loaded weapon unattended.
Now these young children have effectively lost both of their parents. Father is dead. Their mother is in jail. A young child has to live their life knowing that he shot his father.
In a small study of 18 rectal cancer patients, all of them took the same drug, and all of them saw the cancer disappear. The New York study in the New England Journal of Medicine is believed to be the first of its kind with a total success rate. Here's news some of us can use from Apple's Developers Conference.
Have you ever sent a message only to immediately realize you didn't quite say what you intended? Well, no worries, because now you can edit any message you just sent. So embarrassing typos can be a thing of the past.
Apple Vice President Greg Federighi says that option's available only when both users are in Apple's messaging app for texting. The Colorado Avalanche have made it to hockey's Stanley Cup Final after a comeback and an overtime battle in Edmonton.
Lekkonen has scored, and for the second straight year, he sent his team in overtime to the Stanley Cup Final.
The Avalanche complete the 4-game sweep of the Oilers on TSN, a 6-5 win. They'll play either the Rangers or the Lightning from the Eastern Conference. No question, this is one of the great novelty songs of all time.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini.
It hit number one in 1960 for Brian Hyland. Songwriter Paul Vance got the idea when he saw his 2-year-old daughter at the beach. There's word Vance died last week at 92.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A top university is putting up a display that pays tribute to a rock band that enjoyed fleeting success.
The University of South Carolina is appraising a huge collection of Hootie and the Blowfish memorabilia that it plans to put out on display soon. Longtime fan Rick Noble donated his collection, which includes an autographed guitar, some golf balls, ticket stubs, and drumsticks. He's been collecting this stuff since 1993. But the band formed at the university in 1986, and singer Darius Rucker has called this a special full-circle moment. The school also has a large Kiss collection that was donated in 2020. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Golfer Phil Mickelson says he will play in the opening event this weekend on the new Saudi Golf Tour, ending his exile from the sport and becoming the biggest name to join up. He also says he plans to play in the last two majors, including the U.S. Open. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.